With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I'm Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday by Dr. David Chow. Once again, a lot of injuries to get to, so we will jump right into it. I want to start with the quarterbacks at the top, and I want to start with Lamar Jackson, who has a knee issue. It seems pretty unlikely he'll play this week. I think it's pretty safe to say he won't. I'm curious what you think the timeline is from that knee injury. It didn't look that bad, at least to my eye, watching it live, but of course, it's now extending into the next week.
Yeah, well, maybe this little pixie stick that will help him, I think. She's getting some energy. I'm in New York City with the family, so sorry about that. But look, in game on previous Sunday in the first quarter from the command center, we said that's a left knee PCL. And you saw how he walked up the stairs. That's a partial tear sprain of the PCL. That news is now trickling out. I don't believe he's playing this week. I don't believe he's playing for a couple of weeks. Ezekiel Elliott last year had a PCL. Look, if you're an immobile pocket quarterback, maybe you can play sooner. That's not him. That's not his game. So therefore, okay, that's why I don't think he's playing. I think it's good news for the Ravens would be if he got back late December. And, you know, Coach John Harbaugh, it's his job, right, to sort of give information and put his team in the best position. Look at what he did last year, Lamar Jackson. Oh, he's looking better. We'll see what he does on Wednesday. And then Friday, okay, he's ruled out. Did that for four straight weeks. I expect more of the same here.
Sticking with the quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence had the worst-looking injury live in last week's games, but it comes out that it's really just a toe issue. Is he trending towards playing this week or not playing?
I think he is. I mean, look, he grabbed at his knee. He got rolled up on his ankle. Now it's his toe. But I think he's trending towards playing and will try to play. Look, a host of quarterbacks, lower extremity foot ankle issues. Tua Tagovailoa, Patrick Mahomes, Ryan Tannehill even, right? And along with Trevor Lawrence. And, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo, worst of all, broken foot. To me, Lisfranc injury or not. For fantasy purposes, obviously he's done. No matter what, playoffs, yeah. You name it. But for football purposes, I still think he's done. If he heals quickly, even without surgery, and he's ready to go by a championship game or the Super Bowl, like Super Bowl might be the more realistic one. If Brock Purdy gets him to the Super Bowl, how do you switch? I mean, like, even if Carson Wentz that year with the Eagles got healthy for the Super Bowl, do you switch from Nick Foles who got you there? I mean, yeah. So I think he's done for this season, regardless, with or without Lisfranc or surgery.
Well, let me ask about one more of those quarterbacks. You mentioned Mahomes. It doesn't seem overly serious. Is this just the sort of thing where everybody's kind of dealing with something at this time of the year? Or is this something more serious fantasy managers should pay attention to?
Well, look, if you have Patrick Mahomes, I don't know how you don't play Patrick Mahomes, especially against the Denver Broncos. I get they have a good defense, but, it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you didn't pick him up to put him on the bench. I don't care what your other option is, right? And yes, but everyone's banged up a little bit. And there's more attention to it when it's the last offensive play of the game and it's the star quarterback and he limps off, right? And then you don't even know what he could do. But yeah, I think he'll be okay. He's been tough throughout his career. And he's someone who's adapted. Remember, he's had issues before to his feet, ankles, and played through.
Let's talk about a couple of running backs here. Kenneth Walker had, I think they at first called it a jammed ankle. I think I heard Pete Carroll say that it wasn't an injury he had ever really even seen before. What can you tell us about what happened to Kenneth Walker's ankle?
Well, fair enough for Pete Carroll. I mean, he's not a doctor. Different things he hasn't seen. I haven't seen a lot of playbooks. You know, it is what it is. You know, Pete always has an interesting way of describing things and in an upbeat way, and good for him. I don't think this is serious. Now it's said to be a medial or inside of the foot strain, implying muscle or tendon. Okay. And then I don't think it's going to be a long absence, but he may miss a little bit of time. So it's still to be determined.
And then the other running back had his injury pop up during the week, Saquon Barkley. And I know you hate whenever they come up during the week because then we don't have the same video. But I guess it's a neck issue. And I think there was a report just this morning that Brian Daboll said he was maybe could be in doubt for his status to play on Sunday. Can you weigh in there?
Yeah, well, first of all, there is no video, as you said. It wasn't an injury from the game. But the report is neck soreness. Not radiculopathy, not radiating pain into the hands or arms, etc. That speaks positively. It's a matter of can he take the hits and can he play effectively? I have to guess that he will. A, he's tough. B, the Giants need him. And C, just think about this. If there really was a doubt that he wasn't going to play, would it serve the Giants well to say, yeah, you know what, opponents, we might not have Saquon Barkley, so plan for some of our other stuff? No, he'd just be quiet and say Saquon and make them game plan for Saquon. So I hope that bodes well. Of course, fantasy managers got to look at, you know, the 90-minute inactives and the whole deal. But once again, I have some optimism there.
One last running back here, actually from last night's game. He's just been so good. I want to ask about him. Josh Jacobs, I guess, had a finger issue. It didn't appear to, you know, significantly limit him or anything in the game. Is there any concern there for managers? Because Jacobs has basically carried teams all season long.
Look, he's outdone our predictions in 6 scores at Sports Injury Central. Usually a calf, you're hampered. He had 300 yards from scrimmage the first week from the calf. Now calf and quad and yesterday again, last night again, did well. By video is very clear. This is not a wrist hand fracture of some sort. He rolled over on it, jammed his fingers. He might even have dislocated a finger, but he's a running back. Tape it together. He's sore. Maybe there's a small effect on his pass catching ability. Maybe, and I doubt that. I think he'll be fine. My bigger concern still is the calf, but now with a couple games behind him and 10 days before the next game, at least that part of the Raiders bodes well, although the results of the game, obviously. Look, let me tell you, I'm going to say I was wrong. I thought there is no possible way any quarterback, and I'm not impugning Baker Mayfield, there's no possible way any quarterback joins a team 2 days ahead of time and basically plays the whole game and leaves 2 fourth quarter drives. The game of football is not that easy. So obviously Sean McVay did a good job and Baker Mayfield did a good job. But what that signals to me is Matthew Stafford's impending retirement. We talked about Matthew Stafford's spinal cord contusion is career threatening. He may need a surgery to protect that part of the spine. There's no way he or his wife should ever consider risking paralysis. If he gets a surgery, he'd probably be safe, but he's 14 years, Super Bowl ring. Does he want to have neck surgery and keep playing or not have neck surgery and move on with life? I think one of the reasons the Rams picked up Baker Mayfield is they have an inkling that Stafford may not be coming back. Do they really pick up Baker Mayfield to try and win this season and, you know, make the playoffs? I get it. They're mathematically still in it, hanging on by a hair. I doubt it. But think about for next year. What are their best quarterback options? They don't have a high draft pick. Don't know who's available in free agency per se yet. Bryce Perkins, John Wolford, or Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield with the boy genius Sean McVay might be enticing. And this is why I think this further signals Matthew Stafford's pending retirement.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the Super Bowl, because I think if he didn't have that, he might be more inclined to say, well, I got to come back and get a ring. But the fact that he got that, even though he didn't ride off into the sunset when he got that, it's still sort of a great milestone. And obviously the accomplishment that you're all shooting for in the NFL. So I think that is a great call. Let's wrap up with a couple of quick receivers here. Cortland Sutton, hamstring issue. Seems doubtful he's going to play, right?
Yeah, I think it is doubtful that he's going to play. muscle, soft tissue injury, hard to play through.
And then also wide receiver hamstring issue, Kadarius Toney, been in our show all season long. I guess he practiced it in a limited capacity later in the week. Do you think we'll see him on Sunday?
I don't think so. They have enough other weapons, but you don't want to make that hamstring worse again. He's been dealing with it. I guess Kansas City didn't cure all his hamstring problems. There was talk of that initially. But for that type of receiver, too, speed guy, I think it's very hard to get through the hamstring. So I don't think he will play, or if he does, won't be very effective.
He's Dr. David Chow at ProFootballDoc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley at Ryan Wormley on Twitter. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember, as always, stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week by checking out our Fantasy News and Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play. We'll see you guys again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/FantasyPros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.